Okay.
I can't take a...
Do what you want. This is a very comfortable space. You can fucking
contrary,
fart.
Contrary to what I've just witnessed. But
you can fart if you want to.
Yeah, I don't do that.
We'll see.
That's our intro.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bioscope Brasa presents Lami with the Brasa. This is the show where two Brasa would like to talk about movies and kak. Talk to a guest about movies and kak.
Because we do have friends.
Apparently.
We've got six.
Well, they're forced to be. All of our budget goes to paying our I'm kidding. They don't earn anything from us. Jody, take it away.
Today's guest, this is the longest intro I've ever had. Ever. So today's guest is one of those people who needs no introduction. But not just on one level, on multiple levels.
Oh, yeah. She's what do you call it? A slash.
She's a slash.
Oh, yeah.
A big slash.
A big slash.
So she comes from theater royalty. And if that's not enough, she actually went and forged her own career on both theater and stage. She's been a singer, and she was in the band The Jalous Bookies. She successfully completed a master's degree in clinical social work through UCT and spent time working as a social worker. She's worked on TV as the anchor on the An-Noor program on SABC and was a presenter on Klop and Deka TV, which I've never heard of.
No, I've never heard of that. I mean, no offense.
D-E-K-A-T, Deka. She's acted on the Cakenick series Iron Slay, which my mother-in-law loves, so shout out for that. And she's been a cultural advisor and stars in South Africa's favorite daytime soapy, St. Worcester, where she plays everyone's favorite foodie chef, Kashifa. Don't be fooled by the rocks that she's got, because she's still Jawa from the block.
Oh, my God.
I please welcome Jawa Peterson onto the Bioscope Brasa.
Thank you. That's my bio. You
I know. And that's bio. All my fucking research is gone now. I can actually just put this down because Jody said everything.
Let's go home.
You did research. You didn't stalk me.
Research is stalking.
Okay.
Research is stalking, though, isn't it?
The better looking you are, the more it's research. The uglier you are, the more it's stalking.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Either way, I'm uncomfortable.
How are you? Thank you for coming.
I'm so good. Thank you. I'm so good. Yeah.
It's crazy that we actually got you to come here. We always feel like we can just trick people now.
Yeah.
Because we got a first guest, and then it just snowballed from there, and we keep getting like quite famous people.
Okay.
And it's like, why the fuck are you talking to us?
Yeah.
Because we went to school together.
Is that you had no idea though?
No, you're obviously much, much older than me. Yeah, so well, I mean,
okay. 1 year.
Not just much. Yeah. Much.
Yeah, yeah. I went to school early, so technically you are much, much older than me. You know what I mean? You forged the way so that I could go to modern
That's true.
School.
I am
you actually opened the door so that I could enjoy the privilege.
Well, my parents, they sent me there. I was against my will.
Okay. Where did you want to go?
I would have stayed in the Hood if it was up to me. I would have,
What is the Hood, Newlands?
No. Wow.
Sorry.
Around the corner from your Hood, actually. You know where City Park is?
Yes.
So my parents stayed
Thornton,
opposite
Thornton Roadside.
Yeah. Thornton.
Yeah. Miss Athlone. Don't come so cuck to me. 7764. That's not our thing anymore, is it? It's a different code now.
I don't care what it's changing.
Why would they change your area code?
I don't know. It's 7780, I think.
That's Lansdowne.
Well, we fall under it. We used to be 7764.
Oh, they gerrymandered.
I don't care what. They can make it 021-764. Yeah. I don't care. I'm
7764 till you die, baby.
Yep.
So you're talking about like going from primary school to high school, making that decision. I went to like a really very, very colored primary school.
Okay.
And some of us decided that we wanted to go to a high school that was formerly white, but was kind of open to colored people as well.
Yeah.
My principal, the school principal at my primary school, had a special meeting with us to intervene on this decision about why are you wanting to go to a white school.
But you were obviously a bright student.
Yeah, I'd like to
say
did so.
You just assume he was going to go there on a scholarship?
Well, no. I mean, it's like Jody, I know Jody as a person and he's quite a smart person.
Okay.
So I assume, that is an assumption, I assume that he was like a studious kid, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
So, so the principal was like, oh, my fucking talent is leaving. I need to do something.
Yeah, but it was awkward, you know, like 12 years old, principal is sitting you down.
Yeah.
You are making a bad decision.
Yeah.
You're going to a school that they're not going to like you.
Holy
I was like, wow.
But ours wasn't so bad. I mean, we were mixed enough.
We were mixed enough. I think the Afrikaans was definitely the biggest struggle.
Yeah, but they were on their way out by the time I left.
Yeah, they were on their way out.
No, I mean the numbers.
The numbers. No, but yeah.
The gang.
Yeah, they were all like immigrating.
They were all immigrating, going to the DF Malanje.
Australia.
And moving on to greener, whiter pastures.
No, they were on their way
but,
out, yeah.
Yeah, no, so the Afrikaans was the biggest struggle for me.
Yeah.
And so
but now you're like a clapped out.
Yeah, dis hoekom.
Hoe
groot is dit vir my laat maak dat ek die
So you were first language.
Ek het albei by albei.
Okay, this is an English podcast.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. sorry.
We now have to dub that part.
No, you can clap down if you want
yeah,
to.
I'm
not going to embarrass myself and reply in Afrikaans.
Yeah, that's okay.
Maar ek verstaan.
Yes, I'm so glad.
But that's fascinating. So what would you consider your first language? English?
No, English is my first language, I think and dream in
which
in
no English. One would think based on your acting career, obviously.
Yes, of course. Now, English is 100% my first. But then when I got to our high school, I don't know if you can say that, but when we got to our high school.
Groot baby.
Shout out.
Ja, hoërskool Groot Eskier in Nieuweland.
You need to show the signs.
Okay. What is the sign?
That's the sign, Groot Eskier.
No
GSH.
Idea.
Oh, okay. We were in different grades.
Oh, no, he was before my
in his time.
In his time.
That's right, baby.
Yeah, in his time, in my time, we just said Groot Eskier.
Do you remember the anthem?
The school song,
the
you
school
mean?
Song, yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's segue into something that I can participate in because this is a very
good
one. Oh, you're still here.
Just switch off my mic.
sorry. We joke. We kid.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was your segue.
No. Like, come up with something I can talk with.
No, but yeah, you. This is my question. Like, so your father's a legend.
Mm-hmm.
And did you grow up in, like, running around in backstage in, like, the Joseph stuff? Because my memories of his plays specifically, Tully Pitterson, if you don't know, was at the Joseph Stone. And like District 6, the musical, Poison, like all that shit. I grew up on that shit. And it was like down the road. We used to walk to Joseph. My mother made a point of taking me. She wanted me to be a star.
Culturally experienced.
Sorry, Mom.
Shout out.
But like, we'll shine in our own way, okay?
Yeah, no, 100%. But I have such fond memories. And now, knowing you now, I just imagine you running backstage like while the shit is going on.
Yeah.
Is that a real thing?
That it was definitely a real thing. So when District 6 started at the Joseph Stone, I wasn't born yet.
Okay.
So when it moved to the backstage.
Oh, because you're much, much younger.
So you keep saying
that.
Yeah.
Just constantly.
Look at 18 months count. So my mother played Mary. She was the lead role. And when they moved to the Baxter, so then I was born then. And so I was running around up and down the stairs of the Baxter. And so look, mine, Adams and Jody and Alyssa Isabel, they were the closest to my age. These, they were all like my
Venus,
friends.
Venus,
my friends.
You. Alyssa
don't
Isabel.
Do that. Don't.
I will keep doing that. This is my show.
This is our show.
Sorry. Yeah. Again, sorry, Jody. It's the theater kid is coming back.
Yeah, no, so
it's a shit show, yeah.
So I did grow up backstage or whatever, but funny, and a lot of people don't know this, my father was very anti us entering the entertainment industry.
It's usually like that. Is it because of the drugs?
The drugs also, yeah, but no. But no, it's because the industry is so unpredictable, and also there was very little opportunities for people of color.
Yeah.
And I remember when I wanted to go and study drama, my father's like, and we gaan vir daai betaal. Who is going to pay for that?
Thank you.
Just for the subtitles.
Captions.
And I said, yeah, daddy. He's like, no. Are you Muslim? You're colored?
Yeah.
You're from Athlone? Like, what are you going to play? The teagle?
Yeah.
The flower seller? Like, what are you going to... Are you going to remove your front teeth to get a job? What are you going to do? Which I didn't get at the time. So I really harbored resentment.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And they went to go study law. Escalated in resentment.
That's
no, but I really saw myself.
Did you study law to try and get away from your?
No,
I was going to say studying law out of spite.
No. Fuck you, dad.
I was studying law. No, he was really excited. My sister's an attorney. My elder sister's an attorney. So the big dream, and also I think I've got the personality. If I wasn't doing this, I would have been a human rights lawyer. But 6 months into it, I realized philosophy and I were not gonna.
Yeah.
And then I just—it's a long story. I don't think this podcast has that amount of time. But
you could squeeze it in if you could. You could give it bullet points. Yeah.
We'll edit it.
Yeah. Divine intervention.
Just cut all everything. Yeah.
Divine intervention fell into social work. But my dream was always—I always had sort of one foot in the entertainment industry. While I was studying, I was doing Anur. While I was studying, I was doing, you know, while I was doing my master's, Saturday I lose bookies, all of that. So then when the opportunity came, because I auditioned for it was 4 times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, really? 4 times.
Why did you get rejected?
You know, that's a question I'd love to ask my producers one day, but I don't want to tempt them.
Because I think we should do it now.
Wait until you're permanent.
No, I am. Looking back now, those were not the roles for me. Yeah. Those characters died. Those characters, you know, were never going to come back.
Well, the thing is, like, it's always a thing of, like, how good you are. Because if you look at, like, Breaking Bad, what's it? The best villain ever? The best villain.
Which one?
The Chicken Man Shop.
Yeah.
You knew his name.
I do know his
name. So he wasn't scheduled to be a recurring character. He was just brought on for... But his performance was so good that they just kept writing him in, and then they made him the villain.
He became the most iconic villain on the show.
Really, not iconic.
So you can change your stars.
You know? No, you can definitely, because I was signed up to only be there for 6 weeks.
Yeah, and your character left.
Yes, because I was only supposed to be there for 6 weeks. And then I put in leave at work, whatever, and 3 weeks into the contract, the line producer called me in to say they like the character so much they want to make her permanent.
That's because of your impact. Actually, I mean, if you...
All the Muslim quota, I don't know.
Well, are you? But you're a good actress. Do you think so?
I think I think...
No, you can be... No, fucking do it. Okay. You can go all ego if you want to. Yeah, fine. No.
Okay, Ross doesn't watch Saint Worcester, but that's like a staple in our household. So I can say, you are a good actress. You probably are a favorite character.
I don't have DSTV. It's not...
No, Saint Worcester's accessible. Get it on Showmax.
I don't have Showmax. Okay.
Give you my password.
Okay, Johnny, you're fucking embarrassing me now. Just take it easy. No, I don't watch
the
show.
I'm not awkward at all.
Yeah. It's fine. You seem fine.
Yeah.
So I think you're a fantastic actress.
Thank you so much.
My entire household is it? Loves you on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you're great.
Is she a villain or is she a...
She is a villain.
Oh, is it?
You started off a bit villainous though, eh?
That's amazing.
Unintentionally. Shame. Leave Kashi.
And it's really ironic. No, it's ironic because she's been going on about us stalking her and her character was like a bit of a crazy stalker.
You see, he is a fan.
Yeah. I'm starting to feel a bit uncomfortable.
And we were Team Maimuna for that entire thing.
Everybody was.
Classic Maimuna.
Yeah. Everybody was.
I'm sure I know an actual Maimuna who is also a villain, to be fair.
No, Maimuna's not a villain at all. People hated her. So when we made the announcement that Kashi was coming back full time, everyone was like, oh, near.
You know, Kashifa?
I'm Kashifa. Okay. I'm Kashifa.
I said that.
I missed that.
Yeah.
It was in the intro.
He was reflecting upon his life choices.
That's true. Also, I don't listen to the intro.
Yeah.
In all fairness.
You just switch off.
Yeah, because it's part of my job. I have to think of like, after you're done with the intro, where do we take it off to there? So that's where my head is at. I apologize. But
did you at least listen to my intro?
Yes, I did.
He puts a lot of effort into it.
No, extends. Because the fact that you said it was so long, I was concerned, like, what other files?
The longest intro I've
really?
Ever done. Yeah.
Really?
That's right. But you have, like, it's like a rap sheet of like shit that you
found.
Being in the industry and stuff, when you like consume media, is it hard for you to like watch things like objectively and just be, or are you like always looking at it from an artist perspective?
Because I'm not a trained, I've got like 2 UCT undergrad elective courses in drama.
But you naturally enjoy drama.
I naturally enjoy drama. So I'm not a trained, so I don't know necessarily, or I didn't know the jargon or the terms or the technical stuff. And that is how I learned. I still, I used to watch what Jill Levenberg does. I watch what my other co-actors do. Oh, how do they do this? How do they go home and YouTube this stuff and teach myself these things. Mm. So now I watch people's performance. I watch the choices people make in their performances, that kind of thing, because that is how I learn.
Wow.
Favorite singer?
Well, there's so many. You can't do this.
Okay, favorite ballad singer?
Yo, there is so
no, many. Come
guys,
on.
Guys. But, I'm old schoolers. I love your Billie Holidays. I love your...
Oh, that's older than me.
Yeah.
It's older than I am.
Yeah. Not just by smidge. But, so I love, you know, the people that can harmonize off the hat, like your Boyz II Men's, your As Yet's, your all of those things. Because I think I said it in an interview recently that now the lyrics of the song is almost just an accompaniment to the beat.
Mm.
You know, so people that really pay attention to their lyrics. So Adele is doing it at the moment,
Did you hear about Adele's like scandal with, because she was supposed to do a Vegas run now.
Yeah.
And apparently she's very difficult to work with, like much more difficult than her persona seems to be. because she comes across as
girl,
like easygoing. Girl,
we divorce. She's going through the most.
No, but... So,
okay, we have a fair... Be careful.
She's going through her most.
Easy, Jody.
But what I will say is that it appears that it's not necessarily just Adele, but a team that's like really difficult.
Yeah.
So they were supposed to do this Vegas run, and the day before they were supposed to start, they cancelled. Mm. And Adele did that tearful video saying like she was sick and there were challenges of getting a team there. Then the casinos came back and they like, that's not what went down. They wanted them to like replace the entire big screen that was there, which no other artist has ever asked them. Like the sound
not
system.
Not even Celine.
No one. Like Celine, Madonna.
Mariah Carey. Like,
The most diva of diva big stars were all fine with the sound systems there. And then Adele's team was like, nope, we need a new one. We need our one sent over and installed and things. So the casinos are out to get her now.
Yeah, but I mean... She releases an album like every what? Like fucking
every
5 years,
breakup.
6 years. Yeah. Like basically. Every traumatic event.
Yeah.
Which is like a big gap. And then she sells out like that. I mean, in the one interview, she was like, they were like, Ed Sheeran's going to drop like so close to your... And she's like, I'm not worried about it.
No, I don't think she has to be.
No, she doesn't have to be. No, so if you want to ship a screen in, I mean...
And
it's a doubt.
And if she can, on my own cost, it's not going to cost you anything. We'll record ourselves. Don't worry about it.
But they expected the casinos to like cover everything. Like you guys
like,
need to
I
bring
feel like
the stuff.
Skimming about Adele.
Yeah. We are.
Yeah, she is a follower of the podcast.
I'm tight, like me and Adele.
Oh,
like,
you and
I call Adele.
She's a big.
So me and Adele be like this, man. So I don't feel like we can.
No,
is that Della with a copy of the
on top? Yes. Mommy calls it Della Chi, but Della Chi. But so your Dua Lipa can actually, you know what I mean? If Lady Gaga strips down all of that stuff, she can actually, you know.
I like Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa, you know, there are certain singers of today, but if you can, I'm going to throw it back to I watched The Bodyguard last night, and was reminded
8 o'clock.
of Whitney Houston.
Yeah,
like that's the bar setter.
Yeah. Let me not like talk about the Whitney Houston Bobby Brown story.
Are we gonna skin her? No, I wasn't gonna skin her, but
that's just like my favorite story. I always tell my wife, I will always love you like Bobby loved Whitney.
Yo, it's not a healthy
no. Because
I was gonna take a sip.
When they were both on drugs, there was a point where she couldn't like poop, and he would then take a spoon and scoop the excrement like out of her.
Wow.
Yeah, in order to get
that's
that to
love.
Empty her bowels.
That's
what I'm saying. That's
someone
love.
Needed to love Elvis like that. He would have told
me. Elvis is a thief, so you cannot die.
Oh my God. No, but shame. No, that was tragic.
Yeah, it was tragic.
It was tragic.
I mean,
drugs
are bad.
Yeah. Drugs are bad. Don't do drugs, kids. Don't do drugs. Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Amy Winehouse on that note.
Oh, sure.
Amy Winehouse. Also a talent, eh? Also a talent.
But you've been singing like since fucking high school, I remember.
Yeah, no, but
since before.
My first experience. Because, I mean, her personality.
I don't think anyone knows that you guys were at high school together.
No, I think we opened with that.
I think we made sure of it. I think people have an idea.
Yeah, I think we made sure of it. So I don't even know, but I went to high school with Java hair.
If you say you went to high school with me, you've got to say it properly. It was Javahir Peterson.
Yeah.
Javahir Peterson, the German.
Is that how they said it?
Javahir Peterson, come on, so believe me.
Javahir.
Yeah, I remember I was in grade 8 and there was an announcement in Mr. Galdenay's class.
Yeah, she fucking
my God, rest his soul. And
Mr. Galdenay's
actually. Yeah, my God, rest his soul. Yeah,
well,
has he passed away?
He passed. Yeah, that's why I said, my God, rest his soul. Yeah. You don't say that for
you
living people,
You don't say
people,
that for
Ross.
Someone who's still alive.
You don't
Is
say
it?
That.
I'm not religious, so I don't know.
You don't say that for living people.
He had a heart attack while I was in the class.
Wow.
You guys,
it was us, yeah. We were very rowdy that day. I must be honest,
you were
very
rowdy every day.
That's right, I'm rowdy. Yeah. Howdy, rowdy.
We had I had a friend at school, also Muslim guy. His name was Binyamin.
You know him,
and the Afrikaans,
obviously, we all know each other.
Strand Muslims, you
obviously, we all know each other.
And they started calling him Benjamin because.
But it is the Benjamin is the Christian.
But there was no J in the name, it's like,
it's a Y.
And that teacher just decided, like. Nah, this guy's Benjamin from now on.
Nah, fuck that. You can get cancelled for that.
I just responded. But when they said, I sat and had no idea. This is first time grade 8. I had no idea
that
what's melting, who's on fire, what's happening. Who is Yavahir? I had no idea. But also, amazing. On that note, Mr. Galdenay called me one side in grade 11 and he said, Yavahir, but I'm studying English now just for the purposes of everybody here.
thank you.
That, Jawahir, you're not ever going to get the marks that you need in maths to get into UCT law. it's not going to ever happen for you.
Grade 11.
You are going to extra math. You are doing the most. It's just not going to happen for you.
So why do you need maths for law?
You needed maths at
the
time.
Yeah, it was a requirement.
It was a requirement.
What, work out your expenses? Or
you know, I don't know.
How to better rob your clients?
I don't know. I don't know how to better fight for justice. With justice. Excel spreadsheets and things. Sure. Yeah. And dropped to math standard grade. That was a suggestion.
Yeah, I failed math standard grade.
I just got 49. and guys, I was master mathing. I was doing giving it my best.
Yeah.
And he said, because languages are your thing. You are going to clap your languages, so do that.
Could you speak also?
Yeah. So,
easy, Pete.
Yeah. So,
oh, is that something you didn't know?
I didn't know that.
I actually have your CV.
Which one?
The internet, eh? That you got on the internet. Not in my house. Okay.
No.
Do you keep your CV in your house?
No, I don't.
There's this thing called a computer.
Yeah.
I'm familiar. But, and it was the best advice that he could have ever given me.
Yeah.
But I mean, you still tried to go.
I gave it my absolute best.
You did your studies and everything.
Your best just wasn't good enough.
And that's all right, eh?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
And that's all right. My brain is not wired like that. I can write you a very quiet essay about why math is not for me. I can just can't solve the equation.
We'll release it on our website.
And I can and contrast and compare and do extensive qualitative research on why math is not for me. Don't ask me a basic quadratic equation.
I really wish you could have written that essay for my mother when she forced me to do it.
You know, at this point, we learn from our.
I was going to say, in high school, her personality was quite similar to the way you are now, if I remember.
Ross kept saying she'd be fun.
Yeah. Because when we were, we had to debate whether we're going to bring you on or not. Because
I thought it was an obvious answer.
No, yeah, I also thought it was obvious.
It's
tough to choose guests. I mean, you can't just choose people who will sort of give you a cloud boost. You need people that you can, you know, have a tete-a-tete with.
Yeah.
So I said from memory of high school, I think she would be a fun guest.
Yeah.
And that's exactly how you are. You are how I remember you.
Yeah, but I mean, don't give it
don't give it too much confidence.
We need that. We need you to want more. I'm not just but just disclaimer to all people in high school with me, I am not the same person.
100%. I, on the other hand,
am exactly
fuck your life
causing heart attacks.
I was a bit of a bully, to be honest, but a verbal
really
a, I wasn't a physical bully.
Okay.
I was years ahead. I mean, women of color have enough issues. I'm not going to give them.
I became aware of that. Thank you. I became aware.
Just telling you about your lived experience.
I was white passing, so it was fine.
You were white passing. I was like, what?
Yeah. So I got accent recht and all the Afrikaans uit my gemoed. No, it's a funny thing, but that's, you know, if we're starting on St. Oyster, I had to literally do all of the Afrikaans in my kop klink so. Yeah. That is what ons saal by ons te gewees het. Like on a basis, because on one side you had the English, on the other side Afrikaans in class would be. So that's the how Afrikaans got taught. I remember one day in a class, and I was sitting in Guardian class. So if your teacher's not there, you must go to another teacher.
We called it the same thing.
Okay, I just wanted to make it relatable.
Generational.
I did.
Yeah.
I had odd periods, so.
Oh, yes, because you won. Oh, yes, Frank you won the the Frank Hubert art kids with the Moosha bags all the time.
They were quiet now.
No, that's how I could tell
who were
the affluent. No, the affluent affluent
the art kids.
The art
kids. It did cost extra.
It did cost extra.
Harriet didn't just fuck you. She also supported you.
Yeah, but I would have gotten my... anyway, let's not get into it.
Yeah, I also don't feel like this is the space to go to that. Yeah.
Take this conversation offline.
Yeah.
You had to undo all that.
I had to undo it because I remember this teacher saying to a girl named Wendy, that and she was saying Nima Jay for me gesê, and then she said to him, is it Jay nie? Ons praat ordentlik in hierdie klas.
Le Grancy.
I'm not gonna mention names.
It's Le Grancy.
Le Grancy is my girl.
Le Grancy.
No, it was my
Le Grancy was
no,
just a short
yeah,
powerful
best, dynamite, bro.
Best
dynamite.
My Xhosa teacher was put here. No, I'm not joking.
How ironic.
It's funny. I'm not joking. Shame. She's better now. But she said, hier praat ons authentic. This is Jaini. So I became acutely aware of the fact that there's a certain type of Afrikaans that is acceptable.
Yes.
So Kombuis Afrikaans that was familiar to my ear because my parents spoke English to each other, Afrikaans to each other and their friends, but not to us. So Kombuis Afrikaans is very familiar to the ear, but coming out of my mouth. So when I joined St. Oyster, it was a conscious effort. I remember there was a scene I had to say something about deeg, and then Muna, Jill kept saying deeg. Nie die deeg, deeg. Just to undo that. So it was a conscious.
No, for sure.
People think it's, oh, Jay, sit on. But if you come from the regime,
it's tough.
That the regime that we did.
The empire.
It was a challenge.
And I think, like, generationally, like you're saying, a lot of us had where our parents were Afrikaans speaking and they made a conscious decision that their kids would be English. I think your parents are English speaking though.
But they are English speaking.
But then you have that tension of listening to all your family, your older family, talking like how we understand Afrikaans to be, which is like plat and kombuis and all of that.
Well, kombuis is also a term that should die, I feel. It should just be Afrikaans.
Yeah. That is, So I did an interview recently with Adam, not Professor Adam Hart, but his partner, and they're compiling the first Afrikaans dictionary.
Let me not cut you off, but I also did an article that stated that it wasn't actually their language, it was stolen. From people of color. Afrikaans.
No, yeah. We can go into debate about this.
Tracings of Afrikaans is in Makassar at the...
And Khoisan.
So I didn't know that. I only found this out recently.
No, so I get on my soapbox about this. Hey! So Michael says, you're Afrikaans.
Ek is 'n Afrikaner.
So we're dankbaar wie is dat ons die taal vir jou gegee het.
Do you know the Masit in Makassar? Because they have the oldest... oldest written Afrikaans.
Which was in Arabic.
Yeah.
Hey, we can uncover all this guy. You want to drive the bus? You can drive the bus.
So I wanted to ask you about the St. Oyster stuff. You did also do the cultural advising thing there.
Yes, I became the cultural advisor.
So you spoke about that tensions now. So did stepping into that role help you to overcome that? Or was that just a progression of you overcoming this like mental block that you had?
A conscious effort. Also, I'm the eldest child, so I think I was born an activist because you become the third parent by implication. And so I became an activist. And as I grew older, I think in the last 10 years or so, and I became aware of the shift in social dynamics and how being colored was becoming more and more acceptable. That now it's cool.
Yeah.
It's now cool to be colored, you know? But also just finding the spaces in which people still felt compromised. People still felt like they couldn't entirely be themselves. And Afrikaans, for me, was that key. The inclusivity of the various dialects of it, which is what we try to do with the Jaloers Bokkies as well. So, in Noord-Sala, Jaloers Bokkies, and Kaapse, was Jaloers Bokkies. So, that is the kind of thing that we played on, the shared history, the shared, you know, where Afrikaans came from. It's laced with sadness and genocide. But,
as is most
by the way, to make Afrikaans, to make the language and all the pockets of people that contributed to this development of the language and finding a space for everybody. So when I became cultural advisor, it was A, for the Muslim component, because at Austin, I've got to say shout out to them, to us.
What time? When does it air?
6:30.
6:30
on channel 144 and 145, Monday to Friday.
Monday to Friday, baby.
Also on DSTV Catch Up, if you have early access, you can catch it the episode the day before.
And if you want to do like my parents did, which is just watch from the beginning, starting last
year.
Oh,
and they caught up. A lot of people did it in lockdown.
Is there an omnibus? Yes.
From like all the episodes.
You can literally go back to the start.
But
what if you want to download it illegally? How can they do that?
Super dirty. Just because I'm from 776 doesn't mean I'm by Macau with it.
I don't have a lane for that.
Perceptions of colours, eh?
Change the narrative, please.
White people download illegally too. Like, it's not a thing.
No.
They stream, Ross.
They have shares in Netflix.
Fuck that.
That they inherited from the OPA.
Netflix was still a DVD.
So politically
I love it. It's not incorrect.
But you know what it is? I call it out. I'm the person that will call it out so we can create the dialogue. It's a hella awkward 100%. At first. Yeah. People don't know, like, oh my God, did you just say that? Did you not say that? I'm saying what everyone is thinking.
Are you on TikTok?
I want to say, but sadly, not.
I do suggest you follow a guy called Darren Camphor on TikTok. I think you'll enjoy his content quite a bit.
Is he from Zimbabwe?
No, he's a colored South African.
Okay.
But he wants the smoke. He's there for the fight.
What is the smoke? Got to break that down for me. Okay, I'm a mother of two. What is
Are you fucking joking?
No, I'm serious.
He does this with me all the time because I'm not like on TikTok and stuff. And
no, it's not, that, I'm not about TikTok.
I don't know the language.
This is in the cultural zeitgeist. I can't be like...
I come from an academic background. If it's not a word with at least three syllables...
God, I hate you academic people.
But you know what I mean? With at least three syllables...
You need some street smarts. You're from fucking Athlone.
I was.
That's how syllables work. Remember, we did that.
Well done. So,
the two of you can fuck right off. Remember, you want knowledge from me.
Yeah,
so shut
okay.
The fuck
so
up.
What's the smoke?
The smoke is when you are there for the fight. So if you say something intentionally and you
provocative.
Like bring it. Yeah.
So you provocative.
Like bring it. You want the smoke.
Oh, you see that...
See, now you...
Or it can be a physical fight, so not necessarily provocative. You're like, yeah, I want all the smoke. Come
so you're saying
I
that
I want all the smoke. So in the context, give me a context, because I want to surprise my 9-year-old when I get
So out. Say... say you... get.
That's a big market for educating 9-year-olds.
I can't help you appeal to your 9-year-old. Okay. I think that's it. That, you need a
that's
professional. Yeah, yeah. What okay. I'm saying is, if you want to say something to someone to antagonize them and say, and you're ready for the fight, you say, I want all the smoke.
I want all the smoke.
Yeah.
Now, it gets you by 30. You okay. know what I mean, guys?
But follow Darren Kampfer for fuck's sake.
Okay, Darren Kampfer.
We'll tag
shout
him
out
in
to
this.
Darren Kampfer.
We'll tag him.
Yeah, yeah okay. Shout out. We have to talk about a movie.
We do.
This has been fun, though.
And I was just about to say, guys, I will take over your whole show.
No,
just
we don't care.
Take over
we'll
your whole
get you
show.
Back.
Yeah.
We only have so much
yeah,
time.
We can talk about a movie that you could be doing or I don't know, in the future.
Uh-huh.
Something that you could be working on. I don't know. You know, maybe something possibly in the future. I don't know. That's something that you could be working on.
The twitch in your eye. Just twitch in your eye. Early signs of glaucoma.
No, I don't know anything. I don't know. I don't know anything.
So you know, somebody said to me, to my face, you know, you're like a jack of all trades, master of none.
Mm. But that's not the full
like,
quote.
To my face. And then my sister was coming through this like, and what's the rest of the quote?
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't it to be bounced. Yeah. So my philosophy is that you get one life on this earth. You get one life. You know what I mean? Shit happens to everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm so glad that we're not talking about the shit because all interviews, like I'm sitting in the car this morning thinking, please do not ask me about trauma. Please, if I must do one more interview about
But I mean, you positioned
trauma.
Yourself that
Yeah,
way,
you just
though.
Segued into that now. So
yeah,
let's run
yeah.
No, but in the, like me, they all want to talk to you about trauma. It's like
yeah, I know, but now I can do it from a psychological point of view
okay.
and we can make it abstract.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
now, so thank you for choosing a different topic. But my thing is, you are I just realized what I did now.
Yeah, yeah. You that was not us.
Yeah,
you were passive participants in that.
Let me gather my thoughts. Because I am a coherent human being. English is my first language. I was also on the Dean's Merit List of UCT, but I mean, like 5 years in a row, but it's okay.
Weird flex, but okay. I don't. This
flex,
isn't the
I know what that means.
9-year-old's gonna love that
I
one.
I know what that means.
Well done.
Flex. Mm. Flex. Yeah, and
now
also,
you're making
wait,
it uncool.
Wait.
When you say I know what
can
it
I
means.
Take it to the next level.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to sleep on myself.
Oh.
And so I have these ideas, and I'm a creative person, I'm conceptual. And then there was a 1 minute film festival that one of my colleagues had entered, Irvine, that plays Nazim, and won. Mm. Shout out, Irvine.
Yeah, shout out Nazim.
Yeah, and then and then they were like, oh, and Ganton, that plays Sia, like, don't sleep on yourself, blah, 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 blah. And then I decided I'm going to, you know, write and direct a 1 minute film. And so, yeah, so we shot it. It's in post-production at the moment. And, yeah, we'll submit it this week.
So that's a scoop for the Bicycle Brass.
That yeah, is an exclusive.
A
that's
means.
A scoop. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
So
ice cream. You don't
know. No. In the 1950s, newspapers. It was a paper-based
that's
newspaper.
That's the scoop, say. I'm telling you, kid. You got to get the scoop.
Okay, so let's use that scoop to segue into your favorite movie.
Yeah.
And again, I always find it amazing when I ask someone this question because we do not have like if someone asks me what's my favorite movie, I can't. You have to give me context. Like, do you want to know my favorite action? Do you want to know this?
Yeah,
that?
It's like a favorite singer question. For
yeah. When I asked you for your favorite movie, you were just like, Sister Act 2, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Which we love.
Yeah.
So
obviously.
We were super excited.
Yes.
Not as excited as my wife, who was just. Yeah. That's our favorite movie of all time.
All
oh,
time.
Wow.
So, yeah, we watched it like a week ago, and then I watched it again yesterday. Yeah.
I didn't watch it.
Ever in your life?
No, of course I've seen it. Come on.
Yeah, I just want to...
What do you think I am?
That's what I need to tell me the level of respect I need to have for you.
No,
so.
Come on.
No.
But I didn't have to watch it because I watched it, I'd say, about a few months ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, like yeah. out of your own. Just
well, you get that gira, man.
Yeah, yeah, just do it.
You get that gira yeah. because okay. you're like, yo, I haven't watched this in a long time.
Let me watch it. Yeah.
Joyful, I illegally joyful. Downloaded it. Yeah.
Joyful, joyful. Okay, but you guys are cutting me off. I haven't even done
sorry,
my...
Sorry, sorry, sorry. Sorry.
So Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit, starring Whoopi Goldberg. Yo, who else is in this movie?
Lauren Hill.
Whoopi Goldberg, Jennifer Love Lauren Hill.
First of all. Yeah.
Well, Jennifer Love.
Because she was Love at the time. It yeah. became her official name later.
Yeah. Kathy Najimy, Maggie Smith, James Coburn. Directed by Bill Duke, which I did not know. Mm. Character actor Bill Duke.
I didn't know either.
He's been in a ton of action movies. He always plays like the detective, really tall guy, bald head. Mm. Always the really aggro, angry detective. Mm. And he directed this movie. It's one of very few movies he's actually directed.
Mm. Wow.
But he was one of the first four black directors to actually do TV and films and stuff.
Nice.
Wow, Nollywood. Look at you.
Crazy. Yeah. Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit. After an earnest request by her old friends, Dolores once again becomes Mary Clarence to teach music at the school. She must also save the school from closing down and fend off a few adamant monks. Okay. You guys like that description of
no,
the movie?
I loved it.
I wasn't
that.
Listening.
Damn it. I was here.
You were with me on that
side. So we usually start with why. Why is this your favorite film?
Why? Mm. There's so many movies that you know, when you leave the theater and you reeled afterwards, like, yo, wow. You know what I mean? And this is the movie that I can watch over and over again and find something that moves me. I mean, I know the dialogue by heart already.
Well, we'll test that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sure you will. I'm sure. But I told you, Dean's Meritless.
5 years in a row.
Yeah.
Still a weird flex, but all right. Not the forum.
Not the forum. Okay. A golden key?
No, that means fuck all, yeah.
Oh, I went to an art school, so...
Mm. It's all about how I feel.
They had the golden paintbrush.
How I perceive things.
Okay, were they doing mosaics? And
oh, I was doing drawing. I majored in drawing, actually.
Pop and cheese.
That's right. I'm very good at pop and cheese.
So, okay. No, but now
my wife had a question.
Yes.
You know the intro, the initial intro was Whoopi doing the medley.
Yes.
Do you know every single song in that medley?
Money, 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 money.
Yes.
Money.
Okay. Question answered.
Do you got who, Mr. Big Stuff? Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? You never get. And then she changed the outfit.
Yeah.
Well, do you understand?
No. We can just move on.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
The rest of the show can just be you doing the thing.
He got my coat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, Jenna, question answered.
Answered, yeah.
She does every single
thing. So Whoopi Goldberg wasn't a singer also.
The thing is, Whoopi is one of those people that you throw anything at her and she can make it work.
It was weird because the first movie was actually made with Bette Midler in mind.
Oh.
So the songs and everything was written for Bette Midler. And then she could carry a tune, but she wasn't really a singer. And then the musical supervisor would be like, okay, I'm going to work through this with you.
Yeah.
And we're going to build the songs together and you know, I'll put whatever. And it was cool because the character was like a one-hit wonder.
Mm.
And then she was like a failure. So it kind of fitted that she didn't. She wasn't Bette Midler. So I found that quite interesting because now she's like, people just think Whoopi Goldberg can sing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
She was legit, though.
No. I can't. You can't unsee Whoopi. Well, it's just a Mary Clarence.
Landed in some controversy.
Yes.
Shame. But I empathize because I could potentially also be one of the people that say something.
That's true. Is that a real fear for you?
That is potentially, because I could say something at the wrong place, at the wrong time.
But not the wrong thing.
But not the wrong thing, because I'm so conscious of offending people. Because also, you know, we live with Gen Zers, we offend.
Yeah, but you offended me like several times already.
Yeah, but I don't care. So no, but also you are millennial, so your skin
also,
is thicker.
No one else cares.
Your skin is thicker. You are millennial. You know what I mean? And you also choose your audience.
Yeah.
Choose your audience.
You talking confidently, but we live in that same fear because we've got day jobs. Like this isn't our full-time job.
So I don't have a day job. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no, that is what we're saying. No. You just fuck around all day.
You just willy-nilly around. You came here saying I'm doing nothing today. But the thing is, if we say or do something on this podcast, it can impact on
our cancel
lives.
Culture is real. I know about that.
We edit
culture.
A lot of shit out.
But
I'm kidding. We're really nice guys.
But also as a Muslim, I will never comment on the Holocaust. Like I just, no matter what I say, it's going to be wrong. So Yamun.
But free Palestine also, by the way.
Yeah, yes. Thank you. I can say that with conviction. also because we went through apartheid, so. Ross opened the door for me to be
sister,
able to go.
Right. Remember, I
paved
the way.
Two.
I was
in the habit.
Sorry. Let's not other. On that note. So Sister Act 2 is one of the movies I can watch over and over again. And I think looking back now, because I was a social worker that specialized in adolescent and family intervention. Ross, please listen. Adolescent and family intervention for 12 years that I think, looking back now, that should have been the sign. I just resonated with these young people now and the potential if you just had somebody give a damn, if you had somebody just put in a little bit more how these kids could thrive, how these kids could be something. And if I look at the talent that we have on the Cape Flats, in the smaller communities, in the rural areas, whatever, just give them a shot. You see the magic that would come out of it. And I always think that I, in some way, was the Whoopi Goldberg, the Sister Mary Clarence.
Wow, that's you putting a lot of...
Yeah.
But that's so funny that you say that. Sorry, I'm cutting you off.
No, yours has done it many times.
Yeah, I have done it. And I actually enjoy it. I enjoy cutting off. So.
You apologize the first time and then afterwards...
Reading about your background and your life and your parents wanting you to study something and not go into theater, I thought you would resonate with Lauryn Hill's character because her story seems very similar to...
Very much.
Like you and what your upbringing very must have been like.
Yeah. So
but you say you actually resonate with Whoopi.
No, but I think now I resonate with Whoopi because I'm
because
older.
Because
I'm old. Let us not have this fight, because I can take my ID out.
I'll teach you more slang words later.
I'm woke.
Are you awake? I don't know if you're woke.
Take another sip of caffeine.
Bring that smoke.
I'm going to go into TikTok immediately after this, and we're going to make a TikTok, and I'm going to show you guys. I'm going to flex with my wokeness.
You're using too many.
It's so cool when you use all the terms that you know in one sentence.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. No, so I think as I grew older, I resonated with the Lauryn Hill character. Yeah. I resonated with also Lawrence Hill's voice at that time.
It's crazy, right? Like, you could identify at that point that she was a superstar.
That she was something else. Have you heard a kid sing?
Yo. No.
She's got like 25,000, but I mean...
Yeah. and which Marley?
Marley's
Johan.
Johan Marley.
Johan Marley.
Johan Frederick.
Yeah, Johan Frederick van Tonder.
No.
Also went to Grote Skier.
Yes, but he was 2 years below me. that is undoubtedly, I think. And also because my mother was Christian, she was Anglican. Mm. So we always associated hymns and, you know, the things with happy times, with good times,
happy,
you know.
Clappy happy clappy. You get sad churches too.
No. But they were...
Look at the Duke Catholic.
Not, we weren't like Bungster. They're not like, you know what I mean?
Not Anna Club.
No. Why are we laughing? It can't find out.
No, okay.
Shout out to Jonathan Rubin.
Name dropping Bungster people, I guess.
Yeah. I know. I'm Sasha Lee Davids. We weren't like that, but it's just the happiness of taught me and you're losing yourself up in it and so
it's magic. You have goosebumps every time.
Magic.
Right? Yes.
You can watch it because it was, I think, 1993 when it came out. You can watch it in 2003, you can watch it in 2013, you can watch it next in 2023 and it will still be relevant. It will still move people in some way.
So the reason we were thinking about covering this,
I was just going to say this movie was a flop.
Yeah, it was. But so
you were flopped.
There's another one coming out soon, right, on Disney Plus, and we've been talking about covering the first two before that one comes out because we're going to cover it as well. So we've been so excited for so long that we're going to cover those movies, and now you said you want to do it, which is awesome. Are you excited for the sequel or nervous?
I'm on the fence about going to fetch old movies and coming to make it relevant.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? You can get it wrong.
Maggie Smith is still there.
Maggie Smith is the new Betty White.
How is she? Too soon.
Sorry.
How much time do we have?
Don't curse her like that, Jesus.
No, but I'm just saying the timeless. You can do anything. I mean, I thought she was old then, and then she came with
she
all
was
the,
old
the,
then.
The,
she was
the
old then.
No, she was.
Harry Potter and with then, cancer as well.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. She pulled a Chadwick Boseman.
Didn't tell anyone.
Oh, Chadwick pulled a Maggie. She didn't tell anyone. She was just dealing with
Chadwick's younger. That's why he pulled a Maggie.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying he pulled a Maggie.
Guys, really, I am too early in my career to be cancelled.
No,
I'm too early
in
my career.
But Sister Act 2, I think my first memory wasn't Kismet, it was Kenilworth Center.
Kenilworth Center, when they still had the games.
So Kenilworth Center.
Yeah.
I think I went with my friends. I can't remember. Yeah, I think I went with my friends.
Your friends?
Surprisingly.
Wow.
Well, my parents paid them, I think.
No,
you were a friend now.
We were not wealthy.
You're on the show now. No. Not friends.
No. No. Hey, what were you saying?
Friends. No.
No, I'm saying she's our friend now. Yeah. This isn't just about you.
She's more friends with you, I think.
Yeah.
We've got an email communication going.
It's correspondence.
Yeah, I don't need correspondence. When you leave this place, you're dead to me.
Out of sight, out of mind. Yeah. Just gone.
But Whoopi Goldberg, and she was like a comedy star already.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, since the 80s, right? Mm-hmm. Which is, you talk about trailblazing.
Yeah.
That woman being headlining fucking comedies in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, actually.
It doesn't make sense.
Makes no sense.
But she drew a crowd. And I was like, she could carry that whole fucking movie.
She could.
The first one.
And can you picture anyone else? Like you said earlier, Bette Midler was supposed to be.
As much as I love like Viola, whatever, I don't see Viola doing it. I don't see,
Bette Midler could do it. I mean,
but it was a different character.
No, it wouldn't have been the same.
Especially with the sequel, where she has to appeal to like urban kids.
Urban kids, yeah. So if you can think, I'm just assuming with the part three, is that we're going to try and make it current. You know, there's going to be a theme of cell phones. There's going to be a theme of social media. There's going to be a theme, an LGBTQIA theme. It's going to be, you know, these kind of things. So, but Whoopi could do it.
But she almost didn't come back for the second one. So she on the first movie, she obviously earned less. And they weren't paying for, like, the costs, like, hotels and shit, especially when they went to Vegas, like, the food and stuff.
Serious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Whoopi Goldberg fell ill until they actually paid the rest of the... Yeah,
so why are we blaming Adele? Whoopi's been doing it for years.
She didn't strike. She didn't strike.
She fell ill.
Yeah.
But she was... It was kismet.
Yeah.
She fell ill, and then she was like, "Okay, they need to pay for the costs."
I read something. Apparently, it's not true, but there was a rumor going around for years that Whoopi held out on doing Sister Act until Serafina. Disney guaranteed money for Serafina. So apparently, this rumor's been going around, but it's not confirmed.
I know. I also have it in my notes, but it also wasn't like
100%. I'm watching you guys here, and I'm thinking carte blanche samour.
We research.
Yeah, we do research somewhat. Sometimes we forget.
Yeah, or don't listen.
But
we hope the other one
does. You really want the story. The guy that played Sketch.
Yes.
He was actually accused of sexual assault of two cast members.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
He was acquitted. Okay. And he said he did sleep with the one and it was consensual, but he was acquitted.
Did she agree that it was consensual? Was she conscious?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Because back then it's like, no, it was consensual. And if the guy said consensual,
But I mean, I didn't want to ruin that character for you, but yeah.
No, but I see. So I resonate with the characters, you know, because once you realize...
You separate the art and the artist.
I have this capacity to do that.
So you still listen to
like
R. Kelly?
At the moment, no. Now I draw the line.
I see.
Jay, it gekom om my boss warm te maak. You are out here for the smoke.
He's out here for the smoke.
Remix to Ignition.
Remix to Ignition. So more. I take strip your engine. I slash your tires. I pun your car.
Okay,
and I buy me a Gatsby with the money.
But now,
and I film myself eating the Gatsby and I send it to you.
Nice. Yeah.
No, but that's listen, that's we came with my car today now. So wait till he gets home.
No, that's the appropriate response.
That's So I'm sorry. I'm a social activist.
But I get it. I mean, the same thing. Like Chris Brown, for instance. Why
let us not. Let us not.
Okay. Can I vent my one person that pisses me off that gets away with it? Drake.
Yes.
Drake is a fucking grooming douchebag.
Yeah.
Huh? Is this Drake?
Yeah.
What is that?
He does the dancing,
what's
man.
That thing where he was slicing fruit.
And yeah.
Slicing
what is
fruit?
That?
I don't know what that is, but I just remember.
Hotline Link.
What is he doing?
Yeah.
But your 9-year-old daughter is going to say.
Drake is a grooming piece of shit. And he gets away with that stuff all the time.
He does, because he's
Drake. Because he chats to underage girls, and then he like waits until they get to 18 and then looks up with them, which is dodgy as fuck. And people don't call him out on this.
They do, but not enough. Like, he's not going to get canceled.
He's not canceled. Why?
I mean, Chris Brown also should have been canceled. So if they're not going to cancel Chris Brown. They're not going to cancel the biggest fucking hip hop star in the world right now.
So Stack 2.
Yo, yeah.
Back in the habit.
I don't know if my wheels are going.
We digress.
Let's get to happier content.
Yeah, happier content. So I have the capacity. It's a strange thing. It's a weird. Not many people have it. To be able to discern between character and the actor.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have people coming to me on the streets now like, why don't you smack Fiki?
Are you serious? Really?
Yeah. And like
because everyone's when team Kashifa.
When Kashifa was going through an abusive marriage, everyone was like, losom, leave him.
No, but that storyline was
really,
so what have you started now going, oh, but it's COVID, so you can wear a mask. Do you conceal
yourself? No, we never filmed with masks throughout.
No, no, I mean, do you conceal yourself when you go out in public?
Yeah, it doesn't help because my character wears a scarf all the time.
Okay.
So my hair was like my incognito vibe. But because I do stuff outside without a scarf, much to the community's dismay.
Ah, do you want to dig into that?
You know, I don't think so. I think I've spent a lot of money on therapy.
Okay.
To not use this platform.
Just say that's your Anglican side.
Yeah, that's what I was going to go with. And then they also said, but in church, you also wear wolf bedeckings. And then I couldn't use that.
No.
Couldn't use
just
that.
Say you Baptist. Say you Baptist.
Yeah, couldn't. Yeah. Guys, yeah. I know. So people can, people couldn't discern, but it was a very difficult storyline. I must say it was a challenging storyline for me to play. I'm glad that I got the opportunity. My character was emotionally abused, gaslit by her husband, a very short-lived marriage. I think it just made it past Kim Kardashian. I think we beat Kim Kardashian.
It was very short.
We only made it to like 31 days. And then people would come on the street and get really upset about it. And when Kashifa was buying was Veshes under Bianca's nose. And people were, how could you do that? You can't say that. Nah, just let the tweet cover it now.
And wowza.
But did it get to the level? Because your former castmate or colleague, Leanne Van Rooy, obviously had, where she was like getting death threats and things.
And so was Marlo Mona that played Imran. And that's why I got on the bandwagon with Cake Nick's anti-bullying campaign, because actors, you take a lot of flack. I must say people are incredibly nice to me, but I think it's the inherited legacy that I got from my father, the respect that the people had for them that I just vicariously... people just.
But you're a good person as well.
But I also try not to be a doers.
Yeah.
So yeah.
She has to actively try.
Yeah.
That's the one swear word that we have to bleep out now. Eh?
No, why? Can you swear? You don't swear much.
I don't really, but I feel like this is the space where it's okay.
It is the space.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Okay. So I really try to be a good person. I just really try to love the essence of humanity that all books and all cultures and all religions preach. Just be a liquor person. Just be liquor.
Yeah.
I really don't care what you look like. I really don't care.
Maybe we should start a religion.
Just be liquor. Don't put me at the
Let's
forefront.
Let's do this.
I'm already dealing
with it. No, you're in. It is your idea.
Yeah, my thing is, I don't want, you know.
Let's do it.
I like how you're covering all your bases and trying to cancel.
Yeah, I love it. Just throwing me literally under
Let's
the bus.
Let's start. Jawahirism.
I'm more into
what did they call you?
Jawahir. So... Just be liquor.
Like Mary Clarence in Sister Act 2.
Sister Mary Clarence. Misty, not Clarence. It's Sister Mary Sister Clarence. Mary.
Yeah. What does that Mary guy keep Clarence. Calling her? He's like the douche, the villain in this movie.
It's not the villain. He's just
the school administrator. He's a bad guy.
Yeah. He's not a bad guy.
He's a bad guy.
That's right. Damn the man. Save the empire.
How does he complain that there's no money, but he's getting paid to do bloody nothing?
Yeah, that's true. Well, which is most people
in
power.
I was just about to say, he's not reinventing the wheel. He was just doing what
doing
his job spits. What his,
did,
what
yeah.
his job
he's
spits.
He's my antagonist in this movie. Okay.
Yeah. Crispy.
Yeah,
Crisp.
Mr. Crisp. Yeah.
Can I tell you what critics said about this film?
They didn't like this movie.
No, they slammed it for being formulaic and focusing too much on Goldberg's relationship with the students at the expense of her relationship with the nuns and Mother Superior.
Like, how do you care about children?
But
how dare you?
What I will say is that I don't know if you follow Rotten Tomatoes, which is like the barometer thing, right? The critics hated this, so they had 19% on Rotten Tomatoes and audience. 63% from the audience, which is like...
Yeah.
Because the audience is us. They are the ones who went there and we were like, joyful.
We are feeling it.
Us.
You know, on another fun fact, you know that guy hit that note?
No, yes.
He was actually 16 years old.
So that note is actually a E-natural high.
Yeah.
Where does it fall on the Mariah scale?
Mariah goes to dogs.
Yeah.
We're only dogs. Yeah.
So that's one of the toughest notes. I was going to actually ask you to try
Can't
and
do it.
That.
No.
I know
what my capacities are. We spoke about maths. I know. I learned very early
but
on in my life.
But you want to give it a shot. It's
no.
Bicycle Brasse exclusive.
Yeah. No.
Literal EI.
Yeah.
I sing because I'm happy.
That's too low.
I'm telling you what my capacities
Doing the
are.
Low ridges.
But anyway, he
I'm
did
nuts.
It. He was 16 years old.
Of
that
course
is crazy.
He did. He's
I don't think he can do it now.
Now, that's what I'm going to say. Because Justin Bieber and Usher, when they...
No. Listen, what is your...
Are you looking for enemies? Yes. Okay.
What's your favorite song in the film?
It has to be the end one.
Really?
The end. Because it encapsulates how they have just come... Yeah. You know, when Lauryn Hill opens her mouth... You know, and the pianist is playing, the guy with the ponytail, and the pianist is playing, and she hits that note. And the boys' kitchen, his group, are coming in with a bass line. And, you know, the other girls that could have been Destiny's Child also are coming there with the 90s hip-hop. You know what I mean? That, for me, it moves me. I know I'm going to sound so melodramatic, but I feel moved. I get goosebumps.
Yeah, yeah.
That's definitely
because what
goosebumps.
It took to accomplish that. You turned them into a choir. You made these children see their potential. You made them... dream bigger on this stage. No, that's it for me.
Mine is Oh Happy Day.
Yeah, that's like your, the teaser.
Yeah,
that,
I know, but that's
I mean? Because Amal was one of those characters that, you know, Amal was woke before his time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amal was...
Shaka Zulu.
He was the forefather of Wakanda.
Yeah.
That is actually...
Definitely.
No, but that, because it was the teaser, I think that's why my favorite... Because that's my first goosebump moment.
That you're like,
exactly. Yeah. What's your favorite?
It's really tough between those two. I think I love the last one, and I want to draw a comparison. You know the Fighting Temptations with Beyonce?
Never seen it.
Gooding?
No, just...
What the Fighting Temptations gets wrong at the end, I think, is that they do such a generalized version of a song. Like, anyone could do it. Whereas in Sister Act 2, we've got, like you said, best parts of all of those kids are brought out to shine.
Frank K coming through with the rap. In my life, I said number four. Then since I was a youngster, I came to know that you were the only place to go. So,
yo.
I've watched it a few times.
Yo, bars.
Yo, our TikTok is going to move from the show.
Bars. Okay, bars.
Do you know what bars are?
I know now.
No, do you understand?
I know now.
No, are you serious?
Guys, I'm really not a cool person. I'm really not cool. I'm not current. I'm not at all. I'm actually Zooey Deschanel.
Wow.
In New Girl.
She's the worst character in New Girl.
Yeah.
No, she is.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I just hope you know that.
No, but
if you're comparing yourself to her, she's the worst.
No, the character in New Girl, that awkward, that, you know, bursting out into song.
But also the worst.
You know what I mean? I mean, Schmidt stole the
show.
No.
I'm a Jake guy.
You like Jake?
Jake and Winston. They're my favorite.
Oh, but the banter. Standalone characters?
Standalone Jake, I think.
I'm team coach. I think that coach they should have kept him in after the pilot.
Yeah, but he left for that other one. Happy
Yes, he left. Yeah.
Happy Friends.
Yeah, the one that was cancelled after two seasons.
Yeah. But you got to take the risks.
Mm. Is it? So what risk would you take? Are you going to Igoli?
I'd take a massive risk by leaving social work.
Igoli?
You want me to time travel? I don't understand.
Is it cancelled? Oh, yeah, it's cancelled.
You want me to time...
Sorry.
So I go back in...
Igoli was cancelled. My bad.
Yeah. No. Charlene Suriti, which was there. The quota was full.
Okay.
Mm.
So how many people were... Oh, what's the other one? Seventh
Alone?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm.
This is an English podcast.
Yeah. Seventh Alone. No, I'd have to move to Joburg. But also, no. I love Sidwester so much. I love what it represents. For the first time, when I watched the show, I'm a massive fan. I was a fan of the show before.
Yeah.
I got to see people that looked and sounded like me. People's houses looked like the inside of my auntie's house. People, you know what I mean? They was actually inclusive.
So when can we come for a set visit?
You know, I'm just an actor.
No, you're a cultural advisor.
Yeah, you're a cultural advisor. You must have some clout.
Hook us up.
Yeah.
We can get some good content.
Why must he be there? People couple a lane there.
Yeah.
Couple a lane.
It's the nature.
You couple a lane.
You have a show called Bicycle Brasso.
Yeah, no, we can.
Couplings
are
vibe.
We can talk. Ah, where? We can talk.
You heard it here first. It's set in stone.
I didn't make any promises, but okay. Yeah.
You didn't read the contract I sent you before you got here.
It was a contract?
Yeah. Everything's a commitment.
How are we doing for time?
We are good.
We are good for time.
I love it when we're on time, but the show is still moving.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to our rating system.
Yes, because we have a rating system. It's only two.
It's very refined.
Yeah.
Right?
It's very quiet or
not. Are we like bar graphing it? Are we spreadsheeting it?
Literally quiet or
not. Or not quiet. Oh, okay. I can do that.
Yeah.
I can do that, yeah. Mm.
So this is a nigh for me.
Of course.
No, I'm joking. It's a quiet for me. I really love this film. I feel like it's a part of...
Oh, the film. I thought you were talking about...
You as a person. We can rate you if you want. Okay, let's rate the film.
No, don't do that.
But we also have to rate Yava and we have to rate...
So this film was so much part of like the films that made me almost. I think this is one of those ones where it's like the music, it's just... instant memories. And apparently the soundtrack did really well. I must look for the soundtrack.
I still play the soundtrack on.
Oh, you got an LP.
This was the second movie that Aretha Franklin did the main theme song for.
Oh.
Whoopi.
New Jack. No matter where you are, no matter how far, don't worry, baby. And then she sings further.
I was back up there.
So
you got it on.
Yeah, we got you moving.
Yeah, just thank God it's just back up there.
Singing for. No, I said there. I sang
just
a word.
I'm Beyonce. You are Michelle.
I don't mind being Michelle. That's the thing.
Michelle.
I don't mind.
No, you call me Michelle.
So I'm Kelly in this.
Michelle still gets paid.
I love you. I need you. That's you.
Baby, yeah.
Okay. we can re-audition.
I'm going to count
we'll
that.
We'll do that from Elvis.
I'm going to count that as us doing a song together.
Okay.
So I'll say the movie was quite.
Segue.
I'll say the movie was quite natural segue.
Yeah.
I told you earlier, I watched this movie at the cinema with my cousins when I was like 7 years old. And I remember that experience. I remember coming out. I wanted to go praise the Lord. I wanted to go see.
Me, not so much.
But it's a movie that if it's on TV, I'll watch it. My wife literally puts on this DVD at the most random times in the day, and we'll sit down and watch it anytime.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of not just our upbringing, part of our current life. Mm-hmm. I love this movie.
Those themes are so relevant. The single moms.
Are you passing it on to your kids? Or?
Oh yeah, my kids have passed. I've passed everything. Passed everything on to my children.
Your awkwardness is on.
Yeah, surprisingly not. Yeah.
Your kids are cooler than you.
Yeah, they are by far cooler.
Okay.
Even my brother and sisters by far cooler.
Is it?
Yeah.
What happened?
You know, it was luck of the draw, I think.
Oh, unluck of the draw.
Like, I got the, like, yellow jaundice eyes. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, I think.
What does that
like,
mean?
Like, my eyes look like Archie Greenman. Like, it's
I don't know. And there she's went and cancelled herself.
Archie Green. Yo, that should be on a t-shirt.
Like, it's that color eyes. God's like, I gave you enough.
Yeah.
I'm going to give them cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, talent as well. You got some talent.
Now I work very hard, eh?
Well.
No.
Listen.
I'm not even going to.
No,
I'm not even
going to
flex here and lie. I work extremely hard.
I'm not saying
hard.
You don't work hard, but there are people that want to work hard that don't have talent, and they should stop.
They should channel the energy somewhere else.
So you have been hashtag blessed with something.
Oh, 100%.
But if you didn't work hard, it wouldn't have amounted
That's
to
anything. That's true.
If Mr. Halness didn't tell me, put 100%. Your energy there.
It's exactly.
So most of your type
standard icon, grade.
Standard grade. Do your thing.
So
you
it's
know what
identifying
I mean?
Your talents.
And knowing.
And then
there's a reason why
it.
I don't, I'm not a Springbok anything.
So what is
there's
your message to the people who should stop?
You know,
can you look into that?
You know, I'm not in the business of demotivating people whatsoever, but I'm also a realist. Like, there's a reason why I wasn't first team. In fact, I made first team cricket, now that I think about it, because there was only...
Girls' cricket doesn't count. So.
Yeah.
This coming from the sportsman himself.
Hi, everybody. We have stepped into 1950s. Welcome back
You're
to
welcome,
90s.
Kid. 90s. Why don't you go make me a sandwich?
Yeah, boss.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
cricket,
you better be kidding.
All cricket matters. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not in the business of demotivating. And I think also if you haven't had opportunities, it's very difficult to identify what your strengths are, what your potential could be. You know, if you've never sat in applied mathematics classes, you won't know if you're good at mathematics or not. You know what I mean? So I took the chance. I didn't think I was going to be a social worker. I thought that's what people do. They go sit outside malls with tins and they collect money for disabled children. That's what, or they go and remove children. That's what I thought they did. Until I found myself in a social work class and I fell in love with it. So I'm not in the business of demotivating anyone. But I also want to say, take the time to identify your strengths. Take the time to identify what you're good at. And that comes with experience. I worked in retail. I was a clearance counter girl at Red Square Waterfront.
That explains your makeup.
I woke up like this. Yeah, maybe she's born with it.
Maybe it's Clarence Counter. <girl. laughs>
Yeah, I worked at Clarence Counter. So I did that. I worked at Saddles. I was a waitress for a while. Go get that experience.
Mm.
Yeah, I worked at Saddles. Was a waitress at your most humbling
the
experience.
The poor man's spur, they
I'm
like to call
you
it.
You know, because there was very little halal spurs at the time. The Muslim people didn't see the gap in the market yet. We have now.
The fashion gap in the
we
market.
We have now. No, not all of us. Eh? I have my own teeth. Thank you.
It's okay. So, quit. Just stop.
No, but I also think knocking yourself against the wall can be very demotivating. But if I had to take the first no, the first 5 no's, the first 12 no's, I wouldn't be where I am today. I would never say quit. I will say explore other things that you could potentially be better at. Everybody has this dream of being famous. Famous doesn't pay the bills. Famous means nothing. It's a mirage.
Yeah. Mm.
It means absolutely nothing. Like, I hate the term celebrity. Mm. I have a very love-hate relationship with the term influencer. Just because it is not real.
Mm.
In the greater scheme of things, I really don't think when we get to the pearly gates, all not you, but...
That's right. No, my pearly gates are going to be on fire, baby.
No, I'm joking. No.
I'm fine with it. It's fine.
No. God loves all people. Yeah, but
that's for a different podcast.
It's a different podcast. So when we get to the pearly gates, I don't think God is going to ask for your CV.
That's right.
I really
Which
don't
we have.
Think.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to ask for your CV. He's going to ask were you at worst or not.
Mm.
You know, were you a good person or not? So focus on that. Focus on that. And if your skill is bricklaying, be a bricklayer. Don't mold to be an architect. There's so many unemployed architects. If you can be a killer tiler, be a tiler.
Do your best. Be the best
tiler. Do your thing. If you're good with your hands, do something with your hands. Don't steal, but do something. Do something good with your hands. You know what I mean? Create your own hustle. Stop waiting for the handouts.
That's right.
If you know, go knock on doors. If there's no door, create your own door. If the front door doesn't work, go and find a back door. Cup of Wendy house at the back there. Whatever you got to do. But
immense
speech. I speak from experience, guys. I speak from experience. I could literally, I was declared dead when I was 11.
Wow.
I was declared dead when I was 11.
You dropped that bomb on us at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Why did you? How?
We don't have time.
No, say quickly. What happened?
Yeah, so I was in a motor vehicle accident. So the entire right side of my face, my body, my face, my arm, my pelvis, my femur, right femur, I've lost feeling in two toes.
Oh, that explains the
walk. One arm is
shorter
than the other. Yeah. All of that. All of that. Yeah.
I'm just joking.
We'll pack that up the next time.
Yeah. So anyway, so I mean, that could have been it for me. You know what I mean? So I know I'll never be able to be Springbok anything because my one leg is shorter than the other. My femur broke twice. My pelvis is not aligned. But can I walk? Yes. Mm. Do I need to run? No.
No, you don't. You still got your figure for one.
Yeah, it took long to get it back. Long. I was saying to him earlier.
I'm starting to get mine back, but it's been... I don't know.
It's been a journey.
Yeah, it's a lot of dead ends.
It's a lot of,
take the wrong turn, you know?
A lot of sacrifice.
Okay, guys, we've run out of time.
Yes, we have.
Sorry, man.
No, it's
we'll have to get you back, like, for real.
Yeah, this was a lot.
There's a lot we haven't gotten to.
Yeah.
No.
So based on the show now that you've been on, should we quit or should we keep going?
You know, I'm in the process. No, I think what I really enjoyed about it is I literally felt like I'm sitting in my friend's house in Southfield and we're just chilling. And his mommy brought some jive and we were just
We're trying to get a jive sponsorship.
We're working on that.
Do you know anyone
there? No, I can't. Why? Because I'm Muslim.
Yeah.
You brought the jive.
No, but I would have said no because I can't drink jive. But
so you don't arrive alive?
Yeah, I also don't eat soup or good sisters. Can we not get into this?
You drop bombs when it's fucking time to go. You drop this guy.
Yeah, that's me. That's me.
We remember for next time.
No, so I literally felt like I was just chilling and lumming with some brasa and talking rubbish. But also, I like the banter of you're actually smart people that can talk shit, but can balance it out with some. You're not just talking rubbish.
It's all fake, baby.
Yeah.
Smoking butter.
Yeah, they are. I know for a fact. I'm not flexing on myself, but I know for a fact that I'm smart.
Yeah. We fake it.
Yeah.
Totally. Well, Jody classes the show.
Life is all about balance. Life is all about balance.
But listen, if someone who doesn't know, if you live under a rock and you don't know who Jody
I don't know. I don't know Drake, so.
I don't know what this
what is.
What is
that thing?
No one. You're doing the Mali rock.
He does that.
Yeah, but that's the Mali rock.
Okay, I don't know.
Anyway,
Macarena,
if they wanted to find you, where could they find you?
Instagram would really be good. Don't come to my house, please. I'm asking you nicely. Don't
put the address in the.
Don't
check
come to
it
my
in
house,
the bio.
Or when I'm in the bathroom in a public space, don't shout over the door. that's happened. Please don't. It's a private space, man. and so Instagram, I've got a Facebook public page, and TikTok.
Nice.
Yeah.
All Jawahir Peterson?
All Jawahir Peterson, J-A-W-A-H-I-E-R, Jawahir. Emphasis on the Y, not the
Ear. I've been saying it wrong all the time.
My name means precious gem. Look at the shoes. My name is precious gem. So if you put the emphasis on the wrong syllable, you're going to change the beautiful meaning.
I'm sorry, Jawahir.
Jawahir, yeah.
Why didn't you correct me?
You know, after going through my life as Yavai,
you didn't want that smoke, man.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
You weren't ready for this.
I didn't choose violence today.
That's right.
I am the coolest.
Well, I feel like we made you cooler, but okay, whatever. If someone wants
Jay Gogarty.
Wow. My bro. That's older than me.
Yo.
Anyway, yo. If someone wanted to find us, Jody, how could they do that?
Get us on Instagram, Bicycle Brasa Podcast on Instagram, and on TikTok, slide into the DMs. Let us know what you thought of this episode. Send a song request for Jawair.
Yeah. And we'll get a voice note. We'll get a voice note recorded to sing whatever you wanted to sing.
Whatever.
Yes. Yes, within my range. Within my range, please. Within my range.
Hit us up and let us know what you thought of the episode.
Yeah.
Jawair, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
It's been an absolute blast. I knew it would be fun. I told you. I did say so. So I'm glad we have fun. Sister Act 2, if you haven't seen it, please go fucking watch it. Get it. You could probably get it in a bargain bin somewhere, but
it's worth much more.
100%. Everyone, stay safe.
Mm-hmm.
Safe, Jawair.
Just be lekker.
Oh, should I say safe to you first?
First me.
Mm-hmm.
Safe, Jawair.
Safe, Ross.
Mm-hmm. Safe, Jawair.
Thank you. Oh, go well.
Safe.
Safe.
Safe. So, I'm back at Kootle. Let it goed gaan.